Good morning.
Good morning.
What I wanted to bring before you, two things, walking and following. Sounds like simple words, but it's so important. We're blessed to have the ability to walk, so many of us, and some folks have handicaps and can't get about, but we're more interested in the spiritual walking.
Yes.
The mind is able to follow. That we may walk following the right person. The right teachings.
Right.
I find in the, right off, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all mention, for if a man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That was words of Christ.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to pick out somebody to follow. That's the one to pick out. We need to be very careful how we... I realize that the head of the church is Christ.
Yes.
And he feeds the ministers, and we are to follow them. Mm-hmm. By the inspiration of God giving that brother instructions on how to lead the flock.
Yes.
And we as the flock are blessed to have the ability to pay attention and listen and make sure he's leading us in the right direction, Brother Vaughn.
Yep.
I don't want to call everybody a bunch of animals, but being raised on a farm and being able to work with herds of animals, I learned a lot of things. My dad had the pastures designed, but we always brought them through a particular feedlot and then carried them to the adjoining pastures so they control the grass and whatever we had going from pasture to pasture. And I learned, too, if I go out there with a feed bucket, call the animals, get their attention, get them kind of looking toward me, and then carefully walk back into the catch pen area. We thought it was catch pen because sometimes we had to stop them up in there. Call them and show them which way I want them to come. They'd come on pretty good and just gently lead them. You can use that bucket of feed too. That kind of get their attention.
Yes.
Bring them into that catch pen. But don't make the mistake of walking through the catch pen and getting too far over down yonder, because some of the animals would see me go out to the other pasture that we were going to, and they'd try to skip going through the catch pen area, and then I'd have to work trying to get them back through. A lot of life right there.
Mm-hmm.
We can carefully lead through where we're supposed to, Brother Vaughn, our congregation. But the animals, just like people, have got sense enough to realize you're running out too far and fixing to lead us in the wrong direction. We've got to, as a congregation, listen to what the pastor's being given. Carefully. Examine it with the scriptures. That's the reason so many times, Brother Vaughn and I both, and the ministers that I'm around, we kind of give you homework. To go home and read it for yourself. And what we preach maybe on Sunday, did it make sense Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Does it click? As Brother Beckett used to say, if it's the truth, it'll be right. It'll fit. And if it's a lie, it'll become real obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to follow carefully. Matter of fact, St. John chapter 10. I'm going to read this. I'm going to watch my time too now.
We're about
10:1. I'll just read a little bit through here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. So that's what I'm doing. I was over there calling the animals that I was supposed to be taking care of. As an under shepherd. Yeah, it belonged to my dad. Never did that. You know, Brother Vaughn, I fall from one. Why did I never buy a cow or a hog or something like that? I always took care of my daddy's animals. I look back now and I said, that was the reason. I didn't need to be owning anything. I don't own the brethren in the church.
Right.
I'm to feed what God gives me, what my Heavenly Father gives me to show them. Anyway, just a little. I think about things like that, but coming off the old farm. And those of you that have been blessed to be around a lot of animals, it makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, and they know his voice. They follow him. Following Christ. Yes, we have an under-shepherd, we have a pastor, but we're also listening to what's being said. Because what? The Holy Spirit, when you've been born again, you have a new spirit inside of you, and you hear the gospel word, and you hear it, and it makes sense, and you gladly follow.
Right.
And support the church, and support, and you follow through. And a stranger will not follow, but will flee from him, and they know not the voice of strangers. Come time to capture the animals and take them home, take them to the market. Big mistake. Go down there and put up the cattle truck up there. And a lot of people, a lot of noise. You know those animals will go to the back of the fence back there because they know something's wrong.
Yep.
Same way with the church. You start making a big hoop-de-doo entertaining, the church people realize this is not right. It's not going to make sense here. It's a lot of parallels that I can see, and not all of them, but some of them parallel. So be gentle. We need this, pastors, preachers, be gentle. Same way with a mother with a child. If she gently leads the child through a situation, everything works out good. But if she goes in there and she tries to force that child to do something, they resist it from the word go. As soon as you start, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. And they don't understand why. But if a parent takes the time to say, we're going to try to do this in a gentle, sweet voice, and we're going to accomplish this, we hope to accomplish this over here, usually they'll follow through with peace in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Peace in the house. All right, that's following. All right, still in the book of John, chapter 8. John 8, 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. I am the light of the world. This is 8:12. Chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Y'all ever walked in a dark room? Get up in the middle of the night and have all the lights off. Or the power company go lose their light. You know, it's pretty difficult to walk around in a room. We're talking about spiritual light right here. That light right there never goes out.
Right.
We look at the Lord and follow Him like we're supposed to. Strive. Now I realize we're going to stumble along the way because we're still dealing with this old house of clay, this flesh. It gets to looking around just like Peter did when he was walking on the water. When he was looking at Christ, he was walking on the water. There was no problem. He was following. He was walking and believing. But when he started looking around, then what happened? He started going down under. He hollered out, Lord, save me. Why? Because he wasn't looking at the Lord. He wasn't following the light. He started looking at, oh, what's that over yonder? You've got to keep your eye on the Lord. Follow Him. And you're therefore able to walk in newness of light. Walk and without darkness. Well, you won't stumble. You won't stumble and fall. I want to walk in a way. You know, it's been a while back. First night and I were talking. And over here, I think it's the book of Romans, it says, blessed are the saints' feet. And I always thought, that's odd. We will have foot washing on. It's not so much their feet is so much prettier. We say so much with our walks of our life, it speaks a lot louder than our words. We can get up there and scream and holler. But how do you act when you go out away from here?
Amen.
Your feet, if you walk like you're supposed to, following the Lord, the congregation will happily follow you. I tell these young men, whenever I'm doing a marriage ceremony, I said, "Brother, if you will follow the Lord like you're supposed to," I said, "she will happily follow you wherever you go." Yeah. I said, "You try to keep that in mind. Try to serve God the best that you can and lead your household, and she will follow you and happily support you." But I said, "If you start ignoring the Lord and start ignoring her, it won't be long. Y'all going to have conflict." She's a smart woman. The guys underestimate how smart their brides are. I've seen so many of them just treat them just... Why? Because they're not looking at the Lord to start with, and then she's not foolish. If she's a God-fearing woman, most of the time they are.
Yeah.
Most of the time they are. "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." I hate walking in the dark. Why do you when you go outside and do something and it's nighttime, what's the first thing you do? Turn on the lights, honey, before I go out. Or hand me that flashlight. I want to see where I'm walking. I don't want to step on a snake out there in the yard.
Yeah.
Trip on the kid's tricycle out there in the yard. I want to look at the Lord, so when I walk out there to see about something, investigate something, following the Lord, studying the Word of God, I'm following His teachings, walking in safe manner, then go out there and see about something, or go out and go study a subject. We're talking about spiritual walking, mental walking, what the Lord has for us. If we put the Lord first, He's a simple thing, but we need to show our young folks.
Yes, definitely.
That they may know how to conduct themselves in a manner in the house of the Lord and around other people.
Right.
"Shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Don't you love that, Brother Vaughn? The happiest people we know are the church people.
Mm-hmm.
The happiest people we know are those that serve the Lord and try to seek after Him in their daily walks. I love what Brother Daniel Dean said last night. And I've heard it, but just for some reason last night it just clicked a little better. He said, "When you get doing something, ask what would the Lord do?"
Mm-hmm.
What would the Lord do in this situation? That's following. That's walking in the gospel truth, trying to figure out how the Lord would handle the situation. Now I realize we don't know it all. It's not been given to us. But what we do know, we're supposed to use it.
Yes.
For instance, for years I didn't own a backhoe tractor. I still don't own a backhoe tractor. We got a front end loader. What do I have? A shovel and a wheelbarrow. You know what? I moved a lot of dirt, that shovel and wheelbarrow. And still got that shovel and wheelbarrow. But now, I'm able to go out there and take that big old front end loader tractor, and I can move a lot of dirt. Why? Because I've grown and experienced, been blessed with monetary value to purchase things that I need like that. The Lord knew back when I was a teenager, I didn't need a front end loader tractor. The Lord doesn't give us all the scripture when we think we want it. Not until we've gone and learned some lessons to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Following Him in gospel obedience, following Him in gospel truth, and recognize when the Lord does give us a blessing, you know, the scripture teaches us much is given, much is required.
Yes, it is.
Just remember, God gives you the light. God is the one we are to follow. We are to study our scripture daily. Not high-mindedness. That's something else I spoke on the other day. It was high-mindedness, thinking you're so much better than everybody else. No, we're not. God grants it to us when we are ready. Like the little children. They crawl when they're... First off, they lay in the bed. Then they start crawling. Then they start standing up. Then they slowly start walking around. Then they start running. Okay, running's great. But without having discipline in your running, what happens? You run into the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You run over this over here. You trump and fall and hurt the little fellow hurts the head. But as they learn how to skillfully walk in the scriptures, they'll use it properly. Same way with us. As we get older, we might not be out there running with the young folks, but we carefully look at our scripture and make our steps count.
Yeah.
You know what? We go just as fast and sometimes, many times, further than the little ones out there running. Yeah, they may beat us for just a moment, but they slow down because they've made all kind of mistakes. So where are we in the scripture? We make a lot of mistakes if we're not following the Lord and making our steps count. But when we're making our steps count, we're able to run following the Lord, walking with the Lord properly.
Right.
These are little things that's on my mind this morning. Try to stir you up, get you thinking about how do you walk, how do you follow, who do you follow, why do I follow, why do I want to follow, why do I want to use the light? These are things, don't make the scriptures complicated. They're simple. God said right at where a simple man can understand it. And it confounds the wise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about last night. Brother Johnson brought out about the Lord's Supper. There was all kind of foods at that supper. But what did he use? Unleavened bread and wine. Some of the simplest foods, but yet it was so profound to represent himself. Unleavened bread, no sin. We are either the body of Christ. We are to drink the wine to represent his blood being shed for us. So simple, but yet so profound, and we rejoice in it. We, the children of God who understand, have been blessed to understand, we rejoice in it. Keep it simple. Walk and follow. But the Lord is leading, like you said just a while ago. Why does he do some things for us? Because he has a better plan than we've got.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this one more time. When you're a little fella, and all of us watch our grandmothers do needlework, and I'm sitting down there looking, I'm seeing strings on that needlework hoop that she's got, and that don't make a bit of sense. Grandma, what's this? What's this over here? And what's that over yonder? And I get up by her lap, sit up beside her. She'll have a beautiful picture. When we get to the other end of the line, at the upper part, we'll see the beautiful picture. Down here, we don't understand all these lines. But one sweet day, Brother Vaughn, I trust, we will understand why the Lord did some of the things he did for us. He has a better plan than we've got. Hope I've said something of some value. If I have, give God the praise.